Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. Hope you guys are having a great weekend so far. It's going to be a great couple days. It has been a great couple days in general. And looking like, you know, spring's been here for, well, over a month now, but it just feels like it's finally here. It's finally feeling pretty good. We're getting on our way to be ready for the next season of summer, right? But we're not there yet. We're still holding off. But we are feeling pretty good. Temperatures are warming up. It's looking like it's going to be very nice the next, I want to say, 3-4 days, temperature-wise. And having some sun out there. I mean, have a little bit of a drop Tuesday, Wednesday temperature. But, I mean, you look at these temperatures. Oh, amazing. It's things are starting to happen outside. Things are starting to look real good. And we can really get out there. Obviously, we're not fully outside yet. Like, our veggie gardens aren't there yet. But we are really getting closer to fully being outside. You know, with our with all of our plants, our veggies, our annuals, everything. We are so close. You can almost like taste it, right? We're just that close. But we're getting there. Still some time. You know, overnight temperatures had some frost this past week, right? Probably two or three, it seemed like, that we had, was it Wednesday, Thursday, had some real cold temperatures overnight. Woke up with some frost on the car. It was kind of like, ugh, man, really? I thought we were past this. You know, obviously you could tell that it was coming, but it just kind of felt like we were already past this. But yeah, it is what it is, right? It's that time of year. We get used to it as time, you know, goes on. But it was just you know, that time of year. Anyways, give us a call today. Tell us what's going on in your garden, what you have for questions, what you can do, what I can help you out with. And we will, you know, be here to help you out with everything as soon as, you know, as possible, obviously. You know, we're still, like I was saying, we're still in that in-between with bringing certain things outside. So, you know, we're finishing things up indoors, doing a few cleanups outdoors. But other than that, we're kind of waiting. We're in that waiting period. It's that, like, happy, like, oh my God, it's so exciting. It's spring. Let's do this. But it's like, well, we can't really do this yet. You know, you can have some of those pansies out there. You can have some a few other things. But not the full gamut of spring and summer flowering plants. Right. So we're getting there. We are close. We're not far from it. So, you know, just hold on a little bit more, and we will be there. Now, our number here is 855-660-4261. And 4 hours of question and answer here with any of your questions. We will be here to help you out with that. And, you know, hey, if you're working on the lawn, this is a good day to do it. Get some cleanup done. Finish up if you haven't put down, you know, your crabgrass control, your first application. Today's a good day for that. Love to see you get out there and do that so that you can get it before it's too late. I mean, it's not too late. I think, you know, we have some time. Well, you know, a few weeks at least. But, you know, it's we're getting to that part where it's almost over with the crabgrass control. So I want you to just keep in mind, what are you going to do? Have you finished it yet? Have you not done it? Is it already done? Or are you looking to still seed this spring? And, you know, are you thinking about, all right, if I'm going to seed, I still need to do some sort of crabgrass control? Still available to do, right? There's really one major product out there from you know, from Scotts. The product is that triple action for seeding, so you can seed and protect your lawn from crabgrass. They have a I think it's a 4,000 square foot bag now. It seems like all the bags have kind of done the same thing as what our groceries have done, right? Our groceries seem to all have gotten smaller. All the milks, at least, have gotten smaller than, you know, I've seen in the past. And now some of our crabgrass control and some of our fertilizers have all kind of done the same thing along those same lines. So, but it does 4,000 square feet. Now, they own the rights to the active ingredient that's in there. And so, you know, they have the only really 4,000 square foot, 5,000 square foot bags. Whereas if you're looking for larger bags, that looks like, it's going to look like it's more in the, you know, industrial landscape bags. But they are out there. Same active ingredient, same everything. Where you can get it for bigger bags. And now we're talking, like I said, about this crabgrass control with a starter fertilizer. So if you've had major crabgrass issues in the past, this is definitely something to use while you seed in the spring. So, you know, something really to be thinking about is which way you're going to go and, you know, kind of get that in your mind immediately. Kind of think about, like, yeah, all right, I need to do this now. Because I don't want it to be too late. Now, you know, there are options for this as a secondary application for a, you know, crabgrass control, because we have the early crabgrass and the late crabgrass. You know, we do want to help prevent it multiple times if you can. You know, I've had some people actually talk about the crabgrass putting down something in the fall. So that late cool season crabgrass that's out there isn't going to affect it, get affected in the lawn, right? So those are some things to be, you know, really thinking about while we have some time to do it. And if you're saying, all right, this is, you know, I'm in, I'm going to renovate the lawn, I need to do some things. So, you know, just a few things to be thinking about this time of year as you have the time to do it, right? And not that there's a lot of time, but there's time. Anyways, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. 800-462-4261. And we are just getting started, so plenty of time for you to join us today. Questions, definitely call us, and we will do everything, as always, to help you out. Now, what else is going on out there? You know, there's obviously, you know, a lot of different plants blooming at this point. You know, we start off with, you know, you see your forsythia, and you say, all right, our forsythia is blooming. We're getting ready for the season. Well, you know, there's a lot of PJM rhododendrons out there. You know, mine is almost in full bloom in my backyard. Right? There's a lot of the cherry trees, the pear trees that are blooming. They look beautiful right now. It's awesome to just drive through and see just the flowering trees, flowering shrubs out everywhere. It's just, you know, spring is on the way. Even though it's, you know, officially spring, it almost feels like, you know, once these things start to flower and show us, yeah, it's good to see. So, it's... spring is officially on our plates. We're a month in and we're starting to really feel it. So let's get out there and enjoy it the next few days. Now we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one Weed and Feed.
What's this?
All-in-one Weed and Feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one Weed and Feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product,
I use regularly, and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And we do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right to that. Nathan, who's up first?
Neil's in Massachusetts.
Neil, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Happy Sunday. So I had a question for you as far as the grass. It's really coming up good now, but I noticed I have some ground cover starting to grow into the grass. There's about a 10x10 section in my backyard, and I'm wondering what I can treat that with without killing the grass.
Okay. Do you what the ground cover that's coming in? What color is it, and does it have flowers or anything? Or
it's a purplish color.
Okay. So it seems like it's probably a juga.
Okay.
It's like very like it's like compact. It covers, obviously it's a ground cover, but it just covers the area when it's there. You can't really see through it, right?
Right, right.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a juga that is doing the ground cover there. What I'm trying to do while we're talking here is see if the Weed Beater Ultra will take care of it. Sometimes because it's a perennial as well as a, like a weed, it doesn't always take care of it.
Okay.
But my first instinct is a Weed Beater Ultra,
okay.
Especially with, some of the cool temperatures overnight and what it does. Let's see. It's also called bugle weed. Trying to read and be on the air at the same time is not the easiest thing in the world. So I'm not seeing it on the Weed Beater Ultra, which kind of means to me it's more of a, we need like an all-purpose killer, like a total killer
okay.
for an area like that. So, because of the fact that it's in the lawn, right, there's probably not a lot of lawn in between the weeds there, the ground cover.
Yeah, and it's definitely thickening and it's spreading, so I just figured, yeah, now's the time to get it and so that I don't have to deal with it in the future.
Yeah, so, I mean, this might be one where it's a total kill, where we take something like a cleanup or a...
Okay.
total killer, okay. To spray on it to get rid of it. You know,
and that's fine. I have cleanup, so that I can probably apply that today.
Yeah, you know what? I would definitely do it in the next few days here, especially with the warm temperatures. We want the 65 or higher.
Okay.
Because the 65 or higher is going to help. We want the sun to be out. The sun, what it's going to do is it's going to help dehydrate the plant a little bit quicker, getting that to work the way you want it to. The one kind of concern, there's a couple days. As long as you get the next 2 days with the full sun, I think you'll be okay. I'm just double checking our weather here. Yeah, if you do it today and tomorrow with, tons of sun and 70 degrees, I think you're going to be perfectly all right to use that. And that's going to, what it should do in the next couple days, dehydrate the plant, bring it down to the root system. Just make sure it's not windy or anything like that. We don't want to have any of this just spray into other areas. Usually with the cleanup, it's about 2 weeks before you can reseed. So you might need to use the cleanup like two times because sometimes what'll happen because of the way ground covers work is, they kind of come from underground. If some of it hasn't popped up, you might have to spray again. And I wouldn't spray for another, 14 days.
Okay.
Anyways, so what I'd look for is in about 14 days, you're either going to be able to seed or you're going to have to spray again.
Oh, okay.
Right. So keep that in mind. And, once you've kind of killed a lot of the weeds, remove it, clean it up, do the best you can so that it's going to be a lot of soil contact when you put the seed down itself.
Okay. Very good. Thank you very much, Patrick. Have a great day.
You too, Neil. Thanks. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We will be back in a few.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Will Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilt Stop.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA News Update. The NFL commissioner is considering moving the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. Roger Goodell mentioned to ESPN on Friday amidst the ongoing NFL draft that this could be achieved by reducing the number of preseason games. He expressed a preference for substituting a preseason game with a regular season one any day, deeming it not an unreasonable thing. This adjustment would place Super Bowl Sunday on a 3-day weekend, coinciding with President's Day, celebrated on the third Monday in February. Recent data indicates that inflation continues to increase. According to the Commerce Department, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, excluding food and energy, rose by 2.8% from March 2023 to March 2024. On a monthly basis, consumer spending increased by 0.8%.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Gardening Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning to everyone. And hope you're having a great weekend so far. And we'll be here for the next 3.5 hours to do... be here for to answer as many questions as possible, as long as you guys have the questions. And we'll do what we can to help you out. A couple things here. We'll do some little housekeeping here. I'll probably say it a few times today. Got a email last week that, unfortunately, GCN Network is shutting down on May 5th. So next Sunday, they are closing down. So I have two shows left today and next Sunday as part of the GCN network. What does that mean for the future? Well, don't know yet. Working on it. Doing our best to figure out the continuation of the show. Hate for something like this to stop us for after 40-plus years. But we are working on it, doing our due diligence in the background here. And so, you know, there might be a week or two where there's a little break. Who knows? But we are working on it. I have multiple meetings set up for next week to try and figure this all out. Took a bit to process all of this, right? Apparently, when, you know, talked to the... To my mom about it last week, she was kind of like, well, yeah, we've done this before. And I was like, yeah, no, I haven't. So no clue about all this. But anyways, we're on our ways. We're figuring some things out. So, you know, definitely stay tuned to us. Take a look at our newsletter. Take a look at our website for any information that's going to update you on all of this. We're got a lot of affiliates that have reached out to us saying, hey, what's going on? What are we going to do? Can we keep you? What can we do? That's the goal, right? Stay on, answer your questions, especially, you know, right now, right? It's the busy time in the garden. You know, this is the time where a lot more things happen in the garden. A lot of things change. So I want to be there for you to help guide you through it. So we're going to do everything, you know, we can to stay with you. Just keep in mind, you know, just take a look at our newsletter, take a look at our website. We'll, you know, as soon as we know, we will answer you and help you out. So just keep your ear or eyes to all of our platforms. We'll do everything we can to keep you informed. Hopefully next week we have something to say. Hey, you know, this is where we're going. This is how you find us, etc. But I don't have an answer to that just yet. Working on trying to figure that out. So wanted to throw that out there. You know, same time. Been with GCN for 15 plus years. Been an incredible journey. We appreciate everything they've done for us. And, you know, these things happen. So anyways, that's enough of that for this hour. Let's talk gardening. That's what we're really here for. we're here to help you out with your gardening questions. The phone number is 855-660-4261. And, you know, the sun's not as out as it should be this morning, in my opinion, after having some great, you know, great day yesterday for 74 degrees that it's going to be later today. I would hope the sun would be out full day, but it's on its way. It's getting there. Hopefully, we can enjoy it and get out in the garden today, do some of those cleanups, right? You know, we're in that period where, you know, we just had some frosts. It doesn't look like we're going to have a lot of frosts going forward. You know, there's a possibility here or there. But just based on what I've seen, it should be, I shouldn't say we should be because you can't guarantee it, but we're looking like we're closer to being out of the clear from frosts. But what can I say? It'll probably happen again in the next few weeks, because as soon as you start talking about being over, it comes back and says, hey, remember me? But what can we do out there? Lawns are a big thing right now. A lot of people are working on them, getting them cleaned up, adding new to it, adding new soil, compost, adding new seed, all of those things. Oh, this is a good time to do that. Love for you to get out there and work on it and get things taken care of. You know, is it adding seed? Maybe. What else could it be doing? So, anyways, we got a call on the line, so I want to get to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Townsend.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
Well, your father would be laughing at me because I made a rookie mistake because I have spring fever.
Yeah.
My house smells like a greenhouse, but not in a good way. I bought some dehydrated chicken crap yesterday at FOMA.
Yeah.
And I decided, I figured if it, anyway, I put it in all my house plants. I woke up this morning, I'm like, my God, what is that smell? And I'm like, I'm an idiot. Is there any way, I've got a box fan pointing out on full blast. It's too cold to put my house plants out. Is there anything I can do to get rid of the smell?
Well, I mean,
I want to tell you something before you answer me.
Yeah, sure.
About not even a week ago, I needed something nice to listen to on the radio. So I went back in the archives and picked the date, but like from 6-7 years ago, and listened to your dad.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was awesome. It really was. So anyway, I brought him a kiwi plant. And when he was at Cataldo's one spring, I called him up and he didn't believe me. My friend Paul, my friend Paul, started it from seed. So I brought it down to Cataldo's and there was a lady there waiting to meet me. She said, you have the most unusual questions when you said you'd be down. Anyway, so I met your dad. I did the garden tour and things like that. But
that's awesome.
So how can I de-skunk my house?
Well, so the good thing is the next couple days, you know, are going to be really nice outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd bring everything outside.
I've got like 30 plants.
I know. I know it's a lot, right? But it's one of the ways that we could be able to get some of that smell out, right?
Yeah.
know, today is going to be in the 70s and tomorrow. Right. So let's, you know, kind of take advantage of that. Because one of the things that I would do is when you take them outside, I might kind of either water them thoroughly or, you know, when you put it on the soil, you probably put it right on the top.
Yeah, I did.
Right. You know, it might be worth, you know, getting...
Like scratching it in or something?
Well, either scratching it in or, you know, kind of brushing it off. What you might want to do is take, like, either a small tarp or something, put it on the ground, and then take your... Yeah, and then save what you've pushed onto, you know, onto the tarp, and then reuse it later, right?
That's a good idea.
That way you get rid of some of that smell. The thing about it is that, you know, there is chicken manure in a lot of fertilizers now. Mm-hmm. They use it to help it. So no matter what, you might have had it, even if you just used, you know, the straight chicken manure, obviously. But, you know, that might be the easiest way to get rid of it.
And you know what I did last week? I bought, Scott's with the halts or something for the, you said, and my hand twirler didn't have a gate, like numbers on it. So I don't even know if I put that down right. But I also bought dead bug brew.
Yep.
And I want to spray like my walkways and things like that for where it, just the weeds get out of control. And then yesterday, I got spring fever. I'm sorry.
It's all good.
Your listeners. But yesterday I took my tiller. And I know tiller versus not tiller, but I haven't tilled in years. And tilled everything and put, I have a bin with compost that was a few years old. Spread that out, put my fencing up. I'm raring to go, but my house stinks. My eyes are watering.
Well, I think, you know, today's a good day to get those outside anyways. Start getting them to those temperatures.
Okay, you know, is it going
to
frost overnight? Did you hear?
I didn't see that.
If I put my umbrella in my patio table and pop it open and put all my, most of my plants on the table under the umbrella, that even if it got a little cool, they'd be okay.
Yeah. I mean, as you know how frosts work, it comes down.
So the umbrella would protect it.
Yeah, I'm looking at the temperatures right now. For overnight, it's saying it could be a possibility of 58.
Oh, so you know what? I think I'm going to get up right now and start marching these guys out to the
deck. Yeah, you might actually be able to leave them out there for the day.
I have to. We can't breathe.
Yeah. And, you know, like I said, you get like a tarp down or something and kind of scratch the surface so you still have it.
Okay.
So that in a couple weeks you can add to it. The other thing that you could look to do is just heavily water these guys while they're out there, right?
Yeah, I think that's what I'll do. Just to push it in, yeah.
And then, you know, I do, you know, do the watering of everything and then go back and do it a second time. And, you know, stay away from some of the plants that, you know, don't need to be thoroughly watered. But what it's going to do is it's going to wash some of that through. It's going to get it to where it needs to go, kind of get that smell out.
Yep.
So you can actually, you know, enjoy being in the house.
Can you do me a favor? Could you talk about that dead bug brew? I used to buy it because your dad recommended it. I haven't used it in a couple of years, but wasn't that the bacteria from the rum plants?
So that's for the insects. You were talking about looking for something for the... So Bonai came out with it's a Captain Jack's, and they've kind of branded a lot of it, right?
Yep, I have Captain Jack's, yep.
So the Captain Jack's is the dead bug brew, but do they have the... Did you buy the dead weed brew?
I actually think I did, and that's what I want.
Yeah,
it's
there's
a jug with a sprayer handle.
Yeah, so they recently came out with the past couple, probably the last season. It might have been more. All the years are running between together, but
because I've never seen the dead weed brew, and I'm almost positive that's what I bought.
Yeah, so they came out with a dead weed brew, and then they also have a lawn weed brew. So the dead weed brew is meant for exactly what you want it to do. It's an organic version to spray into, like, patios.
Yep.
You can put it in gardens, driveways. They actually, you know, it's all organic, right? So it's...
Yeah, it was pretty good. And you know what? I have an issue with my front lawn. I've got this weird weed. It doesn't really exactly look like a hen and chick, but the beginning. That's all I can explain it. It's flat, and it's like a rosette, if that's what you call it. And they're everywhere, and they seem like their runners go underneath. I poured hot boiling water with vinegar and everything on it, so that's why I got this dead weed brew.
Yeah, so
and
this
and
is
for my
a,
patio because that drives me nuts.
So it's an acid, so it does work pretty good when it comes to this. Now, I want you to hang tight so we can talk on the other side of the break because this is important for a lot of people, not just you know yourself. Obviously,
yeah.
I want
no,
you to be happy,
here.
But it would be good to explain this to everyone. So stay tuned with me,
Patrick. If I can't hold on, I'm listening.
Perfect.
Bye-bye.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack with Spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Karen in regards to a product called Dead Weed Brew. It is from Bonide. Bonide had tons of success with Captain Jack's, which is their spinosad product, and you know, the organic version. Very great success with it. So they have used Captain Jack's as a, they've labeled it on a lot of their products. And so now they have a Captain Jack's Dead Weed Brew instead of the Dead Bug Brew. And this is for use on patios, walkways, driveways, flower beds, vegetable gardens, shrubs, trees, fences, foundations, all other areas in your yard. That's according to the front of the package. It is 2 types of acid mixed together. It is used to spray over the weeds. You can spray it over grass. It's a moss and algae killer as well. So what it is meant to do, you're using 3%, depending upon the solution of what you're doing, right? Easy to kill weeds, you're using about 3% of the solution. It's anything that's less than 5 inches tall, you can use it on there. It depending upon how much of a, how big the weeds are is how much you would use, right? So the bigger they are, the stronger they are, like a brush or a sucker or, you know, vines, you're going to go with a 9% solution. And that's going to show you on the back of the package here. And so, you know, it's going to range from 1 fluid ounce per quart, or, you know, most people do a gallon sprayer. So it's going to range from 4 fluid ounces to 12 fluid ounces, right? So either one of those is how you're going to work the solution. And the stronger the plant is, you know, I'd say anything that you would have, like a ground cover or weed that is, has runners, those are going to be the heavier solution. And you're going to spray over everything. And usually, a lot of times, you'll start to see some of the visible damage from anywhere between a few hours and a couple days, right? This is one where you can repeat every 2 to 3 weeks to control the new weeds that come through, especially because a lot of them are by seed, but it is organic, right? So this can be used multiple areas. Again, it's an acid, so it's going to basically burn the outer coating of the weed. It needs the sun to help dehydrate the rest of the plant and then kind of kill it back. Now, we want to make sure that when we do spray this, we don't spray it when it's going to rain. Sometimes if it rains within about 3 to 5 hours, you're going to need to do another spray because it's going to wash it off. We want this to hit. We want this to hit the leaves itself, right? We want to make sure that it is on the leaves of the weed. We want to make sure it is taken care of there because this is one where cutting the grass prior is not necessary. You want it to hit as many weeds as possible so it dehydrates the plant more. It makes it so that the plant itself is stretching for water, stretching for everything, and it doesn't have that protective coating, so the moisture just goes right out. So that's the idea behind this. So take a look at that. They also have the lawn weed brew. That lawn weed brew is kind of like the weed beater FE that they had out there. It's basically, I think it's, yeah, it's pretty much the same active ingredient as what it used to be called, was the weed beater FE. And that you can spray in the lawn. And not affect any of the actual grass that's there, right? And it actually, with that iron that's in it, can actually help green up some of the green lawn that needs to be there, right? The green parts that we want, that could be good. So the two new-ish products, a couple years, we've got the lawn weed brew, which takes control of some of the weeds in the lawn. And then we have the dead weed brew, which is meant more for patios, walkways, those types of things. Both organic, both work, you know, with the sun itself, so you need the sun to be out. Anyways, those are some great products to be thinking about getting rid of some of the weeds. We're going to take a break here. Phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.